With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro is here in the United States. He's facing criminal charges in New York. Landed last night at a small airport in the city following the middle-of-the-night operation that extracted him and his wife less than 24 hours earlier from their home on a military base in the capital of Caracas. Meanwhile, the Senate says it will vote on a war powers measure following the ouster of Maduro. This report from correspondent Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Virginia Democrat Senator Tim Kaine said that he will force a vote next week to block further military action against Venezuela without congressional approval in the wake of President Donald Trump's operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he expects further briefings from the administration on this operation as part of its comprehensive counter-narcotics strategy. House Speaker Mike Johnson added that the Trump administration is working to schedule briefings for lawmakers when they return to Washington. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The president putting the brakes on increased tariffs on furniture and other goods. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that story.
The president signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying higher tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for 1 year. He cited ongoing trade talks for the reason. The order keeps in place a 25% tariff he imposed in September on those goods. The president has said the tariffs on furniture are needed to bolster American industry and protect national security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Ukrainian drone strike has killed one person and wounded two others, including a four-year-old child, this morning in Russia's Belgorod region. In Ukraine, three people were wounded in overnight drone strikes in the Kharkiv area, while the death toll from Friday's missile strike on Kharkiv rose to four. This is SRN News. Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, says he had spoken explicitly with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and urged him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters, quote, "We were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning to the very end, and unfortunately, for different reasons, he decided to sign that bill. I am very disappointed about that." The Muslim terrorist crisis in Burkina Faso doesn't get as much media attention as those playing out in larger African states, but local leaders say it is just as bad. One Christian clergyman in Burkina Faso reports that most believers are afraid to go out at night now for fear of being targeted by Muslim gangs. He tells aid to the church in need, quote, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The key word is resilience, preserving in prayer, hope, and doing good." This is SRN News. The American Kennel Club adds three more breeds to its recognized lists.
One of the newcomers is the Teddy Roosevelt Terrier, another the Russian Svetnaya Belanka, a lapdog developed in Soviet-era Russia, the third a centuries-old French hunting hound called the Basset Fauve de Bretagne. The AKC now recognizes 205 breeds. Recognition means eligibility for many U.S. dog shows and can increase a breed's visibility to the pet-loving public. Julie Walker, New York.
According to the AP, Japanese infielder Kazuma Okamoto and the Toronto Blue Jays of Major League Baseball have agreed to a $60 million four-year contract. He's a six-time All-Star with a .277 batting average, 250 homers, and over 700 RBIs in 11 Japanese League big league seasons. He's led the league in home runs repeatedly. This is SRN News.